Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on music icons, pop culture, and food gods, we're bringing you the hottest guests from around the globe with your music business authority, LA personal development commentator, Mike Gormley. The Jeremiah Show is sound designed by master sound engineer, Dr. D. He's a restaurant and bar fixer. He's opened and fixed over 200 restaurants, bars, and hotels. He's a partner with legendary drummer Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui. And he's your radio host. Step aside, Superman, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah.
Welcome to The Jeremiah Show. We're up nice and early today, Dr. D, on a special time for our special guest, and I'll tell you why. She has a new single she just dropped, and a new video. So we're here early, bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
And I now know what you are like on caffeine. So welcome to the show. Very special show today. Very special day for our guest.
Yes.
Do you know what you were born to do? From the moment you became aware of who you were? Have you ever had a vision of what that life would look like? How different it is from the life you live now? Not just a fantasy of how you wish you could live your life, but a clear vision. What would you do if you had no obligations and no fear of failing? How many of you listening right now, out there sitting in your cars in traffic, headed to work or home, wish you were actually living that dream, but you aren't? And why not? How many of you would like to just run away? Our special guest today is Hannah Gold. The path to her dream has had many twists and turns, but she has stayed true to that path. She always knew what she was here to do. And the fruit of her labor is finally here. It's here today. She shares it with you on this show. Hannah Gold is a 22-year-old R&B pop fusion artist who brings to her music hip-hop, alternative, gospel, and rock. Hannah's lyrics are honest and at times tragic, but also hopeful. Her vocals are beautiful. They're new, fresh. She evokes powerful emotions that crash around in your own memories, your failures, your triumphs. Her lyrics stay with you. They bring reflection. She writes music about love, relationships, breakups, and navigating her new adult world. Hannah grew up in Long Island, New York, and moved to Los Angeles at the age of 18 to pursue her studies at the University of Southern California, USC, and her dream of becoming that artist. It's been a long journey, 4 years of hard work and relentless determination has led Hannah to today. You know, for what is today? Today's September 17th, Dr. D. Hannah Gold releases her first single, Runaway, on all streaming platforms. The accompanying video has dropped last night, actually, at midnight.
Hmm.
And is available. Were you up at that time? Were you waiting for the premiere?
I guess I was. With bated breath. Wringing of the hands, the perspiration. Come on.
Come on, Hannah Gold, drop it. She's here today with us. We're going to, this is really special. We have we're premiering on this show a new artist, mm-hmm. Hannah Gold, first time on the show by herself. She has performed, if you recall, in Love and War with Roxanne and Seaman and Elise Salberg.
Oh, yeah.
You remember for the Library of Congress? She did the vocals on that beautiful track, which we do play in this episode. All the music that you're going to hear today is by Hannah Gold. She's just finished the first album. This is the first single. So look for more to come. She'll slowly release the album on all the streaming platforms. But you get to hear her first single today. All this hard work, all this, you know, her dream has come true, and she's here. So I'm going to get right to her. Hannah Gold, welcome to the Jeremiah Show. It's so good to have you back on this special day. So tell us about, I mean, what's it feel like today? You've dreamed of this your whole life. I know you've produced other music and singles, but this is really yours. This is your baby. This is,
it feels amazing, honestly. Last night we had the release party and like a bunch of my close friends were there. I performed the song for the first time ever. It's just like all really exciting to see it all come together and all my hard work finally like come to fruition. And my friends have been begging me to like just drop it already because they want to stream it on their car rides and stuff. And I'm just like, I'm so glad like how everyone's receiving it and like loving the song. And I'm so glad that I finally like have something to share with the world in terms of my music. Cause like, I've had these songs ready to go, but I people always ask me like, can I hear your music? I've covers and stuff, but I've really wanted to like showcase my original work, my songwriting skills, all that. It all came together in this one song. I directed the music video, came up with the whole concept. So it's all really coming together finally. And it's super exciting.
Where was your release party?
So we hosted it at the S Bar in Brentwood. It's like connected to Katsuya. It's a cute little vibe. They have like all these different plants and stuff. We had like an islandy kind of vibe. It was cool.
That is a cool spot. I know what you're talking about now. Is it, have you been to bed yet? Have you been to sleep?
I slept for a few hours.
It's too exciting. There's too much going on to go to sleep.
Exciting, yeah.
And, you know, we talked about, you know, you've always known what you wanted to do. How is that? And how, you know, what has that journey been like for you? I mean, this is a real process, especially for you. You've done everything. You've produced your music. You have, you tell us about it. I mean, you've done everything on this album.
Yeah, I really like did everything all by myself. So I pretty much realized early on that I wanted to do something music related, and I was always kind of shut down with that. And my parents and whatnot would always tell me like, you need to have like a backup option. And that's sort of where I fell into the business side of things. And I've always like been entrepreneurial and wanted to start a business and that kind of thing. And that's why I started my own label. But on the other end, I pretty much managed myself. And so in terms of the release, like everything with that was me. I handled the copyright. I handled the sound exchange. I handled the distribution. I handled the creation of the music video. I planned the entire release party. I literally did everything for it. So it's like, it's my baby and like, it's all finally coming together. It's super cool.
All that. And she has nothing else to do.
Well, I think it's so interesting now that, you know, we talk to a lot of new artists that are there. They just jump in and they just do it like Hannah, yeah. You know, you have to really. And you learn the whole business from every angle, which is a lot of work, but no one can tell you down the line as you grow and you add staff and people surround you and want a piece of you, your management and the labels and the, you know, no one can take away what you know and what you've learned.
I just have one question. What's staff? That's an inside joke.
So Hannah, you mentioned that your parents, they wanted you to have a backup plan. When did you approach your parents? At what age do you recall that conversation where you talked to your parents and said, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to do music.
So it actually started probably around like 10th grade or so. I was like kind of getting into the modeling world. And when I was applying to different agencies and stuff, some of them had asked me like, do I do music? And I submitted some of my covers and stuff, and they really liked it, and it was received well. And I got put in touch with like this songwriter, and he was going to help me promote me and help me like grow me and develop a sound and write a song and all that kind of stuff. And my parents weren't necessarily like all there for it. Like I was pretty much all in. I would have been ready to go and whatnot. But like financially wise, they didn't really want to necessarily support it. Like they support me doing it, but they don't. I think what they thought was like, we don't want her to go for it and get shut down.
Yeah. Or that it's a fad that
I go all in for something. So it's like, I know if I'm going to do something, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And they may not necessarily have that same mindset, but I think just like as a parent, they wanted to protect me. But in my mindset, I just wanted to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Well, and probably when you're young like that, your parent, you go through different phases and different things that you're interested in or that you like, and your parents watch you go through that, and they want, and you've proved to them that you're serious about that you want to make this your career. Yeah. And you're great at it. You have a beautiful voice. Great songwriter. And I'm so excited. We've got at the end of the show today, we're going to premiere Runaway in its entirety. I'm excited that we got the song, you know, and you brought it here to us for the listeners, and then we got a piece of that, but I want more as well, like your friends. Give us more, Hannah. Give us more music. But we'll wait patiently here. So this is back in Long Island, back in New York, and you decided to go to USC.
Yeah.
University of Southern California. That's where I went as well. And tell, what's that? What was that like? That was that an eye-opening experience?
Amazing. Like honestly, it was really good to like have the space, and I feel like it actually like strengthened my relationships with my family and stuff. Just having that sort of distance between us. Also, like USC in of itself, best school. It was so fun. Like amazing program. Like the Thornton School is amazing. All my professors are awesome. Like the people there are super cool. Like it was a really good experience overall.
Now, how did the song In Love and War, how did that come about? And how did you do the vocals on that song? And it was the Library of Congress.
Yeah. So I was actually interning for Roxanne Seaman at Noah Music, which is her company. And she was telling me about this project she was working on. She was looking for a singer, and she was specifically looking for a singer who had like veterans in their family and whatnot. And my grandpa happened to serve, also his brother, my great uncle, and I also had like some cousins and other uncles and stuff. And my grandma's brother also served, and he died in war. And so I had like a big array of different veterans in my family. I had told her that. And so I was like, I'm happy to perform it for you if you need a singer. And it just all came to be. And Elise also used to be her intern too. So it was kind of a fun little project, the three of us.
Elise Solberg. And did you know each other at school, or did you meet through Roxanne?
We met through Roxanne. Yeah, but she's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Now, let's go. So through school for the last 4 years, how long have you been working on this album that you've just put out and the single?
So I've been like, I've actually made like probably 12 or 13 songs within the past year. I really got heavy into like songwriting and music making like once COVID started. Like I had always been trying to for a while, and I would do songwriting here and there. But the first song that I wrote to completion was like right after COVID had started, and I like went through a breakup, and I was just like alone in my apartment out here. And I just like, it just came to me. And from there I started getting better and better. And like, now I have this huge catalog of songs ready to go. I'm going to start shooting videos, I have all sorts of vibes too. So you never know what you're going to get. Like it's really exciting. I got a lot of stuff ready to go.
Now, was that first song that you wrote Runaway, or was it a different
released? Yeah. The first song that I wrote was kind of like a hate you kind of breakup, kind of like you screwed me over.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of vibe, more of like, it's actually like it's a really catchy tune. And like, I actually really like the hook on it and stuff, but I didn't want to like necessarily go for a negative vibe on the first release, just because like I do have like a good handful of songs that are like that, and actually like a lot of my producers have like encouraged me to step out of the box and like try to do something more happier, like Runaway kind of vibe. But I actually wrote Runaway in the middle of class one day. I was like in Zoom class and I was like started getting these lyrics like it, and I just turned my camera off and started writing, and like in 30 minutes I had the whole song, and it just all just came together from there.
Did it have anything to do with being in school and wanting to run away? off Zoom.
I wanted to get out.
Just get out of here.
Do you feel a little bit like you've got to go through that phase of the what do we call them, the sad songs, the dark songs, the hate, angry, that kind of stuff, in order to get to the happy stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Like I think it also sort of depends on like where place you're at and like how you're feeling, but I feel like especially a lot of the times when I'm feeling like distraught or sad or like heartbroken or upset or like whatever the case scenario is, I feel like really inspired to write music sometimes, because I feel like it's like a really good outlet for me to like express my emotions versus just sitting home and crying or being upset. I feel like I can get all the emotions out, write a song, and then I'm sort of complete with it and I can like feel better.
So it's cathartic for you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the best songs come from heartache.
Yeah.
And actually, if you take that a little bit further, some of our best lessons that we learn about ourselves, our life, come from something that happened that was hard on us, heartbreak. Yeah. But I don't write songs, and a lot of people don't. You're a small minority of, you write songs, you go to that. I wonder, how do other people deal? Is this a really, I mean,
like it's her outlet. What are other people doing to release this stuff? Is kind right, of what that, you're,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I guess we do all sorts of things, but it seems like a beautiful outlet if you're going to,
yeah, but this is more constructive.
Yeah, it's constructive and it's you know, and it helps the rest of the world. It helps us.
Oh, absolutely. Because we get to, it's like I've said before, we all experience the exact same emotions. That's what makes us the same. It's our stories that make us unique. And then when we share those stories, like with Hannah, when you share your stories, it connects us in that respect, because we're tied together by the emotion that you're sharing.
Mm-hmm. And we find this commonality.
Exactly.
And, you know, Yoshiki, an artist, Japanese artist, he's all sorts of things, but he's a musician, a songwriter, and I read an article by him yesterday that said that he thinks music can actually heal kill trauma, and also heal, you know, mental, for it's really great for mental health for all of us. And I just thought a lot about that, and it's really true. I think that music, like nothing else.
There was a documentary about a guy who was dealing with Alzheimer's patients and people with senility and so forth, and he brought in all of these iPods and gave them music headphones with their playlist of their era, you know, and of course these are older folks, and they started to jam with it because they were connecting with it, and that music. And yes, there is, I mean, with many of the programs that I do on my program, we talk about that all the time in terms of sound and vibration and tone and lyrics and melody and so forth. Absolutely, you're spot on.
Hannah, the things that you've gone through, I mean, it's hard. You've moved across country by yourself, and you moved to a big city.
Wow.
And followed your dream. You went through a breakup, and you know, through these things that were very difficult for you, but what came out of it was an album, was music, I guess my question is, you write the song, it helps you in the now, in the moment when you write that and get through the process, whatever you're going through. When we come back from our break, I want to talk about how you take that moment, that song, and you take it and the process that you go through as an artist to build it and then share it with us, because it really is a long journey, a long process. It's not just, you know, first it's yours and now it's ours. Today, September 17th, Hannah Gold, our special guest today. She's an R&B and pop fusion artist. She releases Runaway. We're going to play that for you in the entirety at the end. It's a really great song. It's hopeful. It's fun. But it also, I think we can all relate to it when you hear it and hear the lyrics. We're also going to play the video, the accompanying video at the very end here. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can watch the video at the end, or you can go now to YouTube and look up Hannah Gold. Follow her. Make sure you subscribe to her channel for new stuff. She's got a lot of new stuff coming your way. This will not be the last you see of Hannah Gold. I think we'll be seeing Hannah for a long time. You can find her on Instagram at Hannah, and then it's LG123. YouTube, Hannah Gold. And Hannah, you can find her on Facebook at Hannah Gold Music. Her website, HannahGoldMusic.com. Bookmark that website. You'll keep track of what's new with Hannah. There's a lot coming. TikTok Queen, HLG. We'll be right back with Hannah Gold.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. We are Ann.
And Heather.
And we are better together.
Oh, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Oh. Take my hand, take my whole world too. For I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, oh, for I can't help falling in love with you.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. I got a documentary coming out, a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah. You're loved, Holmes.
The Jeremiah Show. Your show to hear the best new music and exclusive artist interviews. You won't hear personal interviews like these anywhere else.
Hi, this is Johnny Valenti. I'm the owner of Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. For nearly four decades, going dark during the global pandemic taught me how important the arts, especially music, are to each of our cultures and our health. Musicians literally bring life and joy to our daily lives. Radio shows that support musicians and music, like The Jeremiah Show, are so important in keeping music alive. I hope that you will keep listening and supporting musicians. Please support the music. And please come and visit me at Birdland when you're in New York City. Thank you.
Tell me now, you know.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Dr. D, we're talking with Hannah Gold today. This is such a pleasure. She's a new artist on the show. She's been here one other time, and we're going to play that song that she premiered when she was here last time as an ensemble with Roxanne Seaman, Elise Salzberg, the song is In Love and War. Hannah does the vocals there. All of the songs that you're hearing at our commercial breaks are vocals by Hannah. The one new song that she is here to talk about with us today, so really a four-year journey, maybe even longer, when she decided she was going to become a musician and this was her life's passion. She's brought some really great vocals and now a great new single. It's called Runaway. At the end of the show, we'll premiere that in its entirety. Hannah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, thank you for joining us. Thank you for bringing your music to our listeners and to our show. We really do appreciate you, and it's such a great song. I'm excited for everybody to get to the end of this interview so they can hear it as well. Mm-hmm. But tell us about, because you didn't just go out and find a producer, a manager, a sound studio. You went out and did all of this. You looked at it from an artist perspective, but you also looked at creating a musical career for yourself as a business manager, as your own manager. You started your own label, which we're going to talk about. But tell us the process. That is so, to me, it's fascinating. Now, artists like yourself have more, I think they have more available to them. It's all out there to produce their own music. And so it's encouraging for other musicians listening, people that want to follow the career path that you're following, but just don't know how to do it. Tell us about that process of creating this single, of creating this album. And we'll get to the video next. But first, let's talk about the music, creating the business, and then the music.
Yeah, so actually, like, a lot of my songs have different ways of how they come to fruition. Runaway just happened to, like, come to me in the middle of class, and I just had the lyrics done, right? I did the lyrics first and then went back in and we made the beat after the fact. Sometimes I'll, like, work with a producer and we'll make a beat and then I'll just write on the spot. Like, in June, I did a 10-day-long trip to Florida to visit a family friend who's a producer, and we just set aside 10 days where we basically were in the studio for 12 hours. That's where I was when we were in the interview last time, and we set aside like 10 days to go in the studio and grind, and our goal was to have about like 5 songs done. Within the first 5 days, we had 7 full songs done. Wow. I just powered them all. Like, I don't even know where it came from. We would just make a beat. I would just start writing and I just had a song. And like, I'm really happy with all of them, how they came out.
Yeah, so,
like,
I remember.
Like, completely different process versus like how Runaway came about, or versus my first song that I came about. Or I actually have some songs where I've produce the beat myself first, and then I go in and write the lyrics after the fact. So it really just depends on like the song, because sometimes songs will just come to me and I'll write the lyrics and then I'll have to figure out music after the fact. But if I'm going in with the intention of like making a song and producing it, and then sometimes I actually will be producing a song and I'll write the lyrics as I go along. So I'll like start writing a chorus and then I play around with the beat based on like how I'm writing, and it's easy that way too. But it really just depends on like when I'm feeling inspired and whatnot. I usually try not to force it. Sometimes I will sit down like with an intention of writing, or I'll like go on a walk and like try to hear some beats, or like try to write lyrics down and sing in my head or something. But really each song comes like in its own way. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really interesting creative process, how it all sort of comes together, and it's all sort of random sometimes. So,
and you were modeling, and you had done some covers, and mm-hmm. someone encouraged you to do more and write your own music. But at that point, do you remember back at that point where you're like, how do you do that? I mean, it must seem overwhelming in the beginning.
If I was 15 and I had just jumped into it like that, I probably would have just like got into some kind of deal, contract that I didn't understand. Like, it's honestly better that I waited until I was really like happy with what I have, until I'm able to like actually back it and market everything and see where things go. And like, I feel a lot more prepared going into this versus if I were to just be like 15 or 16 and try to release a song and try to just figure it out. Like, I wouldn't actually going to USC gave me that background to be able to release music, to know how to do it, to know all the different little things that I need to make sure that I have done. And in terms of like marketing too and all that stuff, like, I was just so young, like it almost worked out better this way, that I'm just so much more prepared. Cause I would have, I mean, I'm sure I still would have done a great job and like been successful and whatnot, but I think it's actually, it's all worked out how it's supposed to be. Cause I'm just so much more prepared and so much more, I'm older. I'm on my own. I could figure it out. Like, there was no way my parents would not be putting all this same into it that I'm able to now as a grown woman.
What was the hardest part along this journey for you? The most difficult challenge that you overcame?
I think one of the hardest things to overcome is just like people telling you that you can't do it or that you're kind of shooting too high. Because for me, it's like, I always envision this working out, and I do manifestations and stuff like that. And I really visualize like stuff like that, like me selling out Madison Square Garden or me performing Runaway and like cool stuff like that. And like, I really like see that for myself, and like other people don't always necessarily see that. And this was all opinions that I got before I even had anything original to share. So it's like, I was almost being like shot down before I even stood up in the first place. So I'm like, I'm really glad that I was finally able to like overlook that and like still go ahead and follow my dream and see where things went and take a chance on myself. Cause it's like, other people aren't going to always believe in you, but if you believe in yourself, if you be your own icon and believe in yourself, like you can make anything happen. It just all stems from the heart.
I love it. We'll be right back with more from Hannah Gold. She is here to premiere on the Jeremiah Show her new single, Runaway. It's coming up soon. We'll be right back.
This is the Daniel Emmett Show. I've stolen this moment from our host, Jeremiah. He's asked me to give you the title of the song, E Vuole Questa Musica Stasera. And that is a song that I fell in love with when I heard it for the first time, used in a soundtrack of the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back, I believe it was in the mid-2010s, and just had to record it. And it is going to be a part of my upcoming album releasing later this year.
I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way. Can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Yeah, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
This is Miles Copeland. Yeah, I just had the honor of speaking to the Jeremiah Show. Who would have believed that little old me would have the opportunity to speak on such a prestigious show? And they even talked about my book, my memoir, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back, My Life in the Music Business. So it was a great pleasure to be on that show, The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show, the only place to hear the Mike Gormley host interview series. Bringing you iconic music business managers, musicians, and the players who have created your favorite music from 1960 to the 2000s. Find all of Mike's past interviews in the Jeremiah Show music catalog on thejeremiahshow.com or your favorite podcast sites.
When we
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We're with Hannah Gold. Hannah is premiering at the end of the show here. Not too far away. We're getting closer. Her new single, Runaway. Hannah Gold is an R&B pop fusion artist. She covers a lot of music, though. There's a lot there. And Hannah, you know, I know you, you know, there's gospel, there's alternative music, there's hip hop. Tell us about the inspirations. Do you just love the world of music and you bring it all in? Or, I mean, how would you describe you and your music?
It's interesting because a lot of my friends are very niche. Like, I have certain friends who it's like, I can only play rap music around them or they're going to freak out. I can only play EDM or they're going to like not be happy with me. But like with me, it's like, I sort of like all different kinds of music. I like to explore different vibes. It really just depends on my music. Like one day I'll be listening to like some dance pop. The next day I'm singing some gospel tunes in the car. The next day I'm like listening to some hardcore rap. Next day, like some softcore, sad, like cry in your room pop songs. Like it really just depends on my mood. But I like to like see, like explore the art and like see what people come up with. And I like all different kinds of music. And I think that's actually really good as a writer perspective, just because like once you can see all those different influences, like if you don't listen to different kinds of music, you're not going to be able to write different kinds of music. And as a songwriter, it's good to be versatile. Like I could write a rap track, but I could also write a pop track. Mm-hmm. But I could also write an R&B track. I could also write a gospel track. I could also write an alternative rock track.
What's
and
your favorite?
I still feel confident in either one.
Do you have a favorite?
I think my favorite is like my R&B pop fusion kind of stuff. That's why I consider that like my main lane. But I do like to explore other genres. Like I have two songs that are rap songs, and like you wouldn't expect that from me having released Runaway. But I also have like some that are very more like R&B, like old school R&B vibes, or like groovy kind of like pop tracks. I kind of like explore different routes, and I kind of want to actually for my first few releases just like show the world like a few different vibes, just because I'm a new artist and like I can still do that. Like I feel like if I just went out the gate and did like pop, 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 that would be my lane and I'd have to stick with it.
Yeah.
But I think because I'm a new artist, I can sort of explore different genres and just show my fans that I can do different lanes versus like Justin Bieber, who's always been a pop artist. And now he sort of wants to steer towards the R&B lane. And it's kind of hard for him because the press and everyone's not really accepting him as an R&B because everyone thinks of him as a pop artist. But for me, I want them to kind of think of me as like a diverse artist, like genre fusion and like a little bit all over the place, just because like I can do that and why not? Like, for example, like Lil Nas, he created country rap. Like that's never been done before. Like that is so cool to me. Like that's why I want to create my own sound, create my own lane, and like not just necessarily be like super mainstream.
I know that's a big issue for some musicians too, in that they get pigeonholed, you know, they get labeled as this genre or that genre. And then there are other artists that you cannot pin down. I mean, it's like, it's just their own sound. Is that kind of what you're going for too? You're looking for Hannah's sound, not somebody else's.
Exactly. Yeah. I want people to associate me as Hannah Gold, not, oh, she's just like Justin Bieber, or she's just like Sasha Sloan, or whoever it is. Like, I want her to be like the perfect blend of all of that. That's like her totally own unique lane. Like, there's no one like that. Like, kind of like Billie Eilish, she created her whole own thing. Like,
she's good.
That's like what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, she's good.
Now, this album, I mean, give us if you can. We're gonna hear "Runaway" here in a moment, but the first single that you're dropping on the new album, but you said you did 7 songs. Is the total album when it's all?
I think I'm going to do 7 or 8 for the final project. Yeah.
And will we see a little bit of all of these different genres that you're singing in
We're gonna get a whole few vibes going.
We're gonna get the whole Hannah sound.
All right.
Well, great. So let's take another quick break and let's come back and talk about the video, Runaway. We're talking with Hannah Gold. Check her out. Go to her YouTube page right now and subscribe. Go to Spotify. The new single is up there right now. Follow Hannah. And go to a Facebook. Follow her as well. She's at Hannah Gold Music. She's on Instagram at Hannah LG123. Okay? So go there and also hannahgoldmusic.com. Bookmark that website. You'll keep track of what's new with Hannah. There's a lot coming. TikTok Queen HLG. We'll be right back with Hannah Gold.
Hey everybody, I'm Art Alex Hux from the band Everclear, and we're going to be on tour this summer on the Summerland Tour 2021 with Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Weedus. Hope to see you guys out there. Take care.
You're looking for answers in a place I know. You need the connection, but you can't get close. Painting stars upon your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you can call me if you need someone. I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away. We all know I should be the one to say we all make mistakes. Take my hand and hold on. You need to say, cause I know how it feels to be someone, feels to be someone who loses their midnight till morning. Call if you need somebody, I will be there for you. Midnight till morning, call if you need somebody, I will be there for you. I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away. We all know I should be the one to say we all make mistakes. Take my hand and hold on. Tell me everything that you need to say. Cause I know how it feels to be someone. Feels to be someone who loses their way. Midnight till morning. Call if you need somebody, I will be there for you. Till morning, call if you need somebody, I will be there for you.
It is Cam Anthony here. Make sure you find me on Spotify, where you can find all of my latest music. And make sure you tune in to The Jeremiah Show.
Check out The Jeremiah Show Facebook and YouTube pages for exclusive videos of our Jeremiah Show guest interviews.
Guess this hour we are very, very close to the premiere of our first single, Runaway. Hannah, you not only did you create your own label, you created everything that you needed to around you, copywriting your songs, writing your songs, producing your songs, everything involved. And then you produced the music video. So filmmaker, we got to add filmmaker to her title here. She's
is there anything you don't or can't do, Hannah?
No, she can do your job too, Dr. D.
please come and do my job.
She's gonna come do your job.
I want a vacation.
Hannah, filmmaking, how does it differ from the creative process of writing the song and then, you know, producing the song and bringing the song to life? And now you've got, oh, you're not done. Now you got to create a video for it. Tell us about that exciting.
Yeah. So I've actually done like some film work and whatnot, and I kind of came up with the concept for the video. So I made the treatment and I worked with this videographer, James, on it. So it's actually a really cool concept for the video. It starts with like a split screen, and it's two separate, realities, two separate people and, relationships. And as you can see right there, if you're on YouTube,
mm-hmm. we're playing the video right now.
And then the split eventually, comes together as the two people meet. So, I kind of came up with that whole split screen concept and whatnot. And we actually had like a ton of hiccups on the day of the shooting. So it was like a whole, it took a lot to put this together. Our lead canceled like 3 days before. I found someone else. And then he was like, I'm on the way, never showed up, blocked my number. I had to like find this lead actor last minute.
He blocked your number?
My hair and makeup artist actually was like, oh, I worked on this guy recently. He was 2 hours away. We got this guy, to come out. That was amazing. Then we dropped the drone in the ocean while we were filming on the jet ski. We like lost a bunch of the footage and we had to like refilm. It was like, it was like one thing after the other. I was like, what's next?
Well, I was going to say, yeah. there's a scene at the end when you're on the water and you're on the jet ski. And when I was watching that, I was thinking about, I've heard James Cameron, you know, director of Titanic and all the Abyss and all these great movies on the water, Steven Spielberg with Jaws, all of them talk about how shooting on the water is the hardest way, is the hardest thing to do. And then I was watching, I'm like, this is pretty good. She'd got it. But then you drop the drone in the water. Now we're hearing the real story.
Water, we lost some of the footage. We actually, our jet ski person, our reservation canceled on us twice in a row. So we were supposed to shoot on the first day of filming. They were like, oh, there's a festival in the water. Like no boats are allowed out. So we rescheduled to the next day. We drove all the way to Long Beach. As soon as we get there, they're like, oh yeah, the people before you crashed both of the jet skis into each other, so we actually don't have any jet skis anymore. So we like really went up to a random person in this parking lot and like asked if we could pay them to use their jet ski, and like thankfully it all worked out. But it was like one chaotic thing after the next, like problem solving here left and right. And it all came together though, so it all worked out, but it was like, it was a hot mess.
Guerrilla filmmaking 101. Now do you think you'll pass off, you'll continue to be a filmmaker as well as a music artist, or do you think you'll pass that off on to somebody else next time?
I definitely like it. Like, it really just depends on like the song and whatnot. Like, I'm sure a lot of them I will direct and like come up with a concept for, but I'm also open to like just playing my song for other creatives and like seeing what kind of direction they think it would look out well, and like see what other people think of too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy the filmmaking process and stuff. It's really cool. Like, all my YouTube videos and stuff I put together myself, so I do know how to do that kind of stuff, which is definitely good to have in my back pocket. But I definitely am more stick to the music side.
In your life, who has supported you no matter what? Who has been there for you that no matter what?
Oh, so my grandparents have been like my number one biggest supporter my entire life. They've like literally always cheered me on, like the music. They've always supported me like when no one else did. And like, even when I was like 15 and 16, and they used to take me to their family friend's studio in Florida, and I would go visit them and I would record covers there, and like they would be sitting there cheering me on. And like, even to this day, my grandpa's East Coast, he's like, I'll stay up till 3 a.m. to premiere the video. He's like, he just turned 89 years old the other day. He's like, I'm staying up till 3 to watch your video premiere. Like, he's like my biggest fan. He's also like the most amazing person in the world. So like, I love them so much.
What are their names?
Cy and Shelly.
No. Very nice. Thanks for supporting Hannah, Cy and Shelley. So all of your fans, it sounds like there's a theme here. Everybody that supported your premiere last night at midnight have been up all night. They're all tired today, but in a good way, with a smile on their face. Oh, yeah. Some new good music in their playlist. Okay, tell us real quickly about the label. Are you looking for new artists? Will you bring on new artists eventually on your label, or just produce your own music?
Yes, my hope is that after I've released my project, which I'm aiming to do the beginning of 2022, then I'm going to start taking on other artists. My goal was to just release my own stuff and just kind of showcase what I can do in terms of obviously musically, but also in terms of like business and marketing and all that kind of stuff. And then I'm hoping at the beginning of the year to start taking on other artists, but there's definitely like a few people I have my eye on.
Great. Well, so, and what's up next for you? Is it to just release the tracks, the album over the next year or so, or what's next for Hannah Gold?
Yeah. So hopefully within like a month and a half or two, I'll release another song with another music video. And then, in like a month or two after that, I'll probably release another one with a video, and then I'll pivot to doing the EP album kind of vibe. So I just want to have like a few tracks out there with some visuals, and then I'll pivot to doing like the full project just after like people have heard my sound and get to know me, versus just because I feel like as a new artist, it's kind of smarter to go with a single first versus like a project, just because people haven't heard my sound. It's kind of hard to get someone to be like, oh, listen to my whole album, versus like, oh, just check out the single I listened to. And then if they like the single, then by the time I drop the EP, they'll be like, oh, I want to listen to that.
You know, it's interesting how in the olden days, 60s, 70s, and 80s, where the record industry would release a particular song or songs from an album to the radio stations back then, and that's all you heard. And I would sit there listening going, yeah, I like that, but what else have they done? You know, play something else that I can tap into. And that's the thing I love about today. The record industry can't control that anymore. And you get to release what you want to release when you want to release it.
Yeah.
And I love that. Is that something that are you familiar with the way it used to be? And of course, by comparison to how it is now, and you feel good about that, obviously.
Oh yeah, it's so much more accessible as an independent artist these days, versus back when like the labels dominated everything. But definitely, like, yeah, there was no way for independent artists like to release their own music back in the day, and now it's more.
Yeah. Hannah, where would you like to see yourself as an artist 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and 20 years from now?
Yeah, I really see myself as like an international pop star, and I see myself just like blowing up, and I have a ton of great music to share with the world. I'm really hopeful and enthusiastic, and I think that people are going to love it, and I love it, and I'm really proud of what I've done, and I really know what I am capable of doing. So I'm really excited just to have the opportunity to share that with the world and take everyone's honest feedback and just see where we can go with it and run away and see where we get.
I like that. Run away with your fans.
I was just thinking that's a great
story. And we're, well, almost, Dr. D. Dr. D wants another cup of coffee here. Hannah, set up the song a little bit for your fans here and for your new fans listening.
Yeah, so Runaway is just, I feel like there's a lot of different ways that people could take it, and I kind of want people to just take it
on their own.
However it inspires them and whatnot, it's kind of a song of hope and kind of just like, it's like kind of just imagining like, what if I gave up my perfect life that I have right now and just ran away and forgot it all and just like lived out my dream? What if I just took that chance? What if I just followed my heart and followed my dream and followed where I really wanted to be and just went for it? Like, what if, like, I have a line where it's like, where moms and dads and ladies can't get in. So it's like, what if we just ran away together and like no one could be there to stop us? No one else's opinions could judge you. Your parents can't judge you. There's no other factors in the way. Like what if we just ran away and just like started over almost? Like it's kind of just like a song of hope and inspiration and like, what if?
Who hasn't had that feeling? I mean, I know I have.
Now, you're ready to run away.
I'm ready to run. Well, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There are those moments in your life you're going, I just want to start fresh and new somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And and granted, it does matter where. By the same token, it's like, I just don't want to be where I'm at right now. And so I just want to run away.
Yeah.
It's. I was thinking the same thing when I was listening. I've listened to it many times now, and I'm thinking, Hannah, you've kind of captured something that we all think about it. Probably sometimes a couple times a day, and you write the lyrics are so good that I think you capture it in a fresh new way, and I can see it definitely being a hit for you, for sure. A lot of people relating, and those are the best songs, you know. Absolutely. And it's catchy. Absolutely. It's very catchy. Hannah Gold, we've teased everybody long enough, Dr. D. I think we're going to let everybody else.
Our national nightmare is almost over. We get to premiere it.
we're going to premiere "Runaway" by Hannah Gold right now. Hannah, so congratulations. So much. Yes. We're sending you so many good thoughts, and hope that we'll see you here again soon, real soon, hopefully. And everybody, here you go. I'm going to quit talking. Here it is, Hannah Gold, "Runaway."
Three, two, one.
We have ignition.
All the pain we felt deep inside. We were parts along, I don't know why. Seeing you again took it all away. And here's what I will say today to you. Our love will always be true. And since it's true and since we're blue, we know it's only me and you. So what do you say?
So lost in time, lost in time, lost in time. You've been listening to The Jeremiah Show. I am Miles Zuniga from Fastball, and you can find me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at facebook.com/MilesZunigaLovesYou. I do a live stream. I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. Check out our website at thejeremiahshow.com. We are on SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas
at thejeremiahshow.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone.
Communicate. Listen more. Evolve.
It was beautiful. The most beautiful.